You're listening to the Breaking News Podcast. Join us as we evaluate Christianity's influence throughout the world and discuss news and events taking place in the Christian community and our world today. My name is Jeremy Walker, and I want to thank you for joining us for this first edition of the Breaking News Podcast. And the description for this podcast is Culture is Religion Externalized. Now, this whole podcast is about having people join us on a weekly basis as we discuss Christianity's influence throughout the world and the events that are taking place within the Christian community today. Now, this podcast is an extension of the Recon Resource Network, and the Recon Resource Network's website is www.thereconresourcenetwork.com. And this right here is going to be where you'll be able to find updates. And the idea came from what we consider to be the father of the Christian Reconstruction Movement, and that is R.J. Rushdoony. On one of his Easy Chair tapes, he was discussing with many other people on the Easy Chair tape something that he would like to do. And he was talking about, and this was 30 years ago, he was talking about how he would like to have updates, a monthly update, where he could send it out to the Christian Reconstruction community, highlighting things that were going on, movements that were taking place, services that were being rendered, basically Christianity's march forward and the various aspects of that. Now, the Recon Resource Network is hoping to do just that, providing updates for the Christian Reconstruction Movement and, of course, the Reformed and Christian community as a whole. Because once again, for me, as far as I understand it, the Christian Reconstruction doesn't differ from traditional Christianity to begin with. It really is about bringing Christianity back to where it was at the beginning, reconstructing it with these traditional, original doctrines from the ground up. So on this podcast, you're going to be able to hear the updates, things that are taking place in the Christian community, or in this case, the Christian Reconstruction community, but things are actually people doing things and updates of events and things that people can participate in and or help in. Hopefully you can tune in once a week and hear some very important updates about things that are taking place in the wider Christian community as a whole. And of course, if you hear about things that are taking place or if you are participating in something that you would like us to share with others, please go to our website, which is the Recon Resource Network, and on the website there are directions about how to submit information so that we can share the things that you're doing with others, and you can help us to produce this type of content. Now, this podcast in particular, the Breaking News Podcast, isn't going to just touch on that, because one thing that's very important is that Christianity is supposed to influence the world. Now, if Christianity is not influencing the world, then it's not much of Christianity at all. Because if we go back, and one thing that's very important, all news is biased. You will not hear anyone speak, talk, or give a report that is not biased in some direction of any sorts. Now, I remember as a kid, I used to think that the news was unbiased. Somehow, the news was just going to be presented as facts. But that is not true. And everyone is biased, specifically religiously biased, and everyone has an agenda. So you can expect on this podcast that we will be biased. We are going to have a Christian bias. That's what you're going to expect. And in fact, whenever you do hear news and media, that's something that you should also understand. There's a filter there. As Van Til and Rushdoony were popular in coining the phrase presuppositions, everyone has a screen or a filter from which they kind of filter everything through, and they view it as good or bad or their own personal perspectives. But everything is viewed through this screen. So this podcast, Breaking News, is not just going to be about like a news station, but it will be mostly and hopefully geared towards helping people evaluate things from a Christian perspective. And that's really the goal, getting that idea where you're thinking along like a Christian would think. Whenever you view a news article or a topic or an event, your question should be, is what does God have to say about that? And one of the things that's very important when you're teaching children, And there are many different views on it. Some people think that you should be teaching children to think logically or reasonably, but really the goal is teaching people to think biblically. And this is the important subject. You have to teach people to think God's thoughts after Him. So this means whenever there's an event that comes up or news article, you should be able to stop and ask yourself, what does God think? And hopefully you'll be able to filter social media, because social media is full of people who have pontifications and their own ideas, and they love to post questions and comments here and there, and people love to share their ideas. And I don't think there's anything wrong with sharing our ideas, but it's really not your idea that matters. What really matters is, what does God have to say about this subject? So the real question should be is, what does God say about this? And that's kind of be, hopefully, what our goals are here. And we'll be touching on some various news articles and events that are taking place. So not only will we be presenting things that are happening in the Christian community or the Christian Reconstruction world, but also in the general world as a whole. Lots of different topics that are happening in political world, local community news, and all kinds of other things. And so that's going to be what we hope to touch on. Once again, not necessarily to provide another opinion on it, but more along the lines to give a biblical perspective on the events. What should Christians think about whatever subject comes up? And this is why we started with the concept of culture is religion externalized. It's a great quote. And the reason why it's important is because Christians can gauge their influence based on what the culture looks like. How well are they doing at their jobs? Because the first primary job that Christians have is to disciple the nations. And when they do that, when they do the job properly, things will begin to change. Things will be affected. Of course, we've talked about this many times, but Christianity, what it does is this, it changes the man. His own personal deeds change. The thief stops stealing and he goes to work. So he is changed personally. His home life, it changes. And then his business life changes. So Christianity has an effect on the totality of man. And Christianity has an effect on all spheres, governmental or personal or business life. Everything is affected by the preaching of the gospel and God's word. So that's also something we're going to be hoping to show and analyze as well as we discuss this. But something that should be evident to us is that Christianity should have an effect, a very real effect on the world. Whenever we had in Acts 17, the disciples had begun now with their job of teaching and preaching, it was evident that they were having an effect on the world. In Acts 17, the Jews and people in the city had come to Jason's home, and they were hoping to get the disciples like Paul and Peter and these disciples, but they didn't get them. So they took Jason instead, and they brought him before the judges. And their problem was, they said, or their accusation was, that these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there's another king, one Jesus. They were teaching that there was another king besides the government, some other higher law that people were supposed to look at and be primarily obedient to. And this goes against nationalism and any other primarily people who are primarily focused on obedience to governments first. You can't have any other gods before God, and that includes governments as well. And that means all people, individuals or nationally, are required to be subservient to God and what He says. And that means that the Christian obeys God first. And so this right here is going to be something that definitely started changing the world when the disciples went around teaching. And not only that, but they also were said to be the ones who had turned the world upside down. And now, if you look around at Christianity today, you can't really say that about it. In fact, the churches themselves aren't turning anything upside down. The members don't look like anybody on the outside is any different than what they are on the inside. There's really no difference between them. So that's kind of what the hopes is with this podcast, as we discuss various topics and talk about them, by giving this Christian perspective what we should be seeing. And there is a lot going on in the world, a lot of changes that are very positive, and we also hope to highlight those. And there's also areas that are problematic, and Christians should also be focusing on those, about what they can do to fix or repair these things, or as we say, reconstruction. So this has just been a basic introduction to what the Breaking News podcast is all about, and we hope to share with you on a weekly basis, small podcasts, maybe 20 minutes at a time, touching on various subjects and giving biblical perspectives of those subjects as well. And so we'll be hoping to share more stuff with you, and we hope that the things we have to say will be edifying to the listeners, and hopefully that this will give you something to think about throughout your week as we go. So that will be a good, I think, basic introduction about what the hopes are for this podcast, and we hope that you'll tune in next week for more content. Thank you. Have a good day.